Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is sunny and warm, while Eilut continues to bask in bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, in a major escalation, the Times of Israel reports Yemen's Houthis targeted Saudi Arabia's Abha airport earlier this hour. The Iran-backed rebels fired missiles and drones in response to an attack on Sana'a International Airport. Also, reports from Walla indicate explosions in several locations in southern Iran. Residents in Bandar Abbas, Larach, and Kenarach reported missile strikes and aircraft in the skies earlier this hour. Also this hour, in a dramatic interview, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports President Trump threatened to strike Iran's nuclear site at Mount of Magic earlier today. Separately, JNS questions whether the Trump-Netanyahu meeting will end in humiliation for Israel. The meeting could awkwardly deliver Israel's preferred scenario on Iran. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF chief warns a draft exemption bill will shatter trust among Israeli soldiers. Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir urged Netanyahu to halt the legislation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posted minutes ago about footage showing explosions in Konarak, Iran. Writing on X just now, Hussein Abdul Hussein shared that local Lebanese media reports Hezbollah might resume warring with Israel. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted earlier that Iranian cruise missiles struck the national tankers Mombasa and Bahia in the Strait of Hormuz. The attack resulted in one fatality and multiple injuries. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Saudi Arabia. The Times of Israel explains that the Houthis' attack on Abha Airport is a response to recent Saudi-led airstrikes on Sana'a. This escalation raises concerns over civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the reported explosions in Iran, Walla notes that missile strikes were heard over Bandar Abbas and other southern regions. This could indicate a new phase of regional conflict, affecting shipping and trade routes crucial to global energy supplies. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that President Trump's threat against Iran's nuclear site represents a significant increase in tensions between the U.S. and Iran. This rhetoric could have far-reaching implications for international diplomacy and security in the Middle East. On the diplomatic front, JNS discusses the potential outcomes of the Trump-Netanyahu meeting. Despite the prospect of a preferred outcome on Iran, there's a risk of diplomatic embarrassment for Israel, depending on the meeting's dynamics. Finally, in military news, I-24 News warns that the proposed draft exemption bill could cause a rift within the IDF. Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir stresses the importance of maintaining equality among soldiers to avoid a crisis in military manpower and morale. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that AI startup CardioCall, which develops stroke detection technology, seeks court protection. The company ran out of funding before launching commercial pilots. Separately, Ynet Business announces the death of Prof. Asaf Razin at 85. One of Israel's leading economists, Razin advised major central banks and served as Israel's chief economic advisor in the 1970s. And finally, from Globes, Matrix IT is acquiring Lahore Energy for nice $73 million. This acquisition aims to expand its defense offerings by integrating power systems and electromechanical components. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.